Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here filling in for Alex today, and I've got a special guest coming up who is former CIA analyst Larry Johnson, but that's going to be in just about 5 minutes or so. Before we get to that, I want to play a clip for you from former Congressman Dennis Kucinich. Dennis Kucinich made an appearance yesterday on Judging Freedom with Judge Andrew Napolitano, and he said something very profound. I want to play that clip, but understand, Dennis Kucinich is actually running for Congress as an independent in the state of Ohio now. He has left the two-party circus, and he believes an independent view is necessary to try to save America from its own self-destruction. But let's listen to this clip, what he says about Israel and America. Go ahead and play that.
Consulate in Damascus is clearly an act of war against Iran. It is a violation of international law. And at this point, the Netanyahu government doesn't care about international. As far as they're concerned, there is no international law. They are now a rogue government. And what's happening, you know, they've destroyed the El Shifa Hospital. They've killed about 33,000 Palestinians and more, injuring countless people. They're driving a famine in Gaza right now, killing at least seven aid workers who were only there for the World Central Kitchen to give people food. I mean, when you look at this, the United States is financing this. We are paying for it. Our taxpayers are paying for this. I do not want to see any of our sons and daughters from this country sent into a conflict that we're being dragged into by Netanyahu and his people in the Likud. It is time that we took a stand for American interests. It is not in our interest to go into World War III. It is not in our, if Netanyahu wants to have an expanded war, he should be told, pal, you're on your own. We're not going to be there with you if you're going to ignite a war with Iran. Because the United States, it's not in our interest to do that. And certainly Netanyahu has his own political problems where the expansion of a war might be good for him politically. In Israel, I maintain it's horrible for Israel's interests. Horrible. Israel is at risk right now because of Netanyahu's policies, what he's doing with the instability, plus the instability that's going on in Egypt and Jordan. You could find a convergence on Israel. Then what would Israel do? See, this is, Netanyahu is calculating that America is going to have to do whatever he says
right,
because there's an election right now. And you know what? You know, the false charge of Russia interfered with our election needs to be displaced by the actual interference with Israel and Israel's interest in the American election. And we have to realize, we have to wake up. America has to wake up as to what's going on here. We're seeing our own freedoms undermined by things that are going on in other countries, and we're ignoring the needs of our own people. I've had it with this group that feels that America's freedom must be linked with the freedom of a country that is right now committing genocide and is getting away with it because of the politics of America that at this point are not in the interests of our own people.
I want you to listen to a clip.
This All right, is I'm going to jump in here. Go ahead and turn that one down. I just want to point out to the audience that isn't it amazing that here we have the words of Dennis Kucinich, former Democrat congressman running now as an independent in the state of Ohio. He makes more sense than almost every Republican senator that I can think of, except, I mean, of course, Rand Paul is, you know, he makes the most sense of any senator as far as I'm concerned. And his father made more sense than any other member of the House. You know, Ron Paul is a legend. But here we have Dennis Kucinich stating the things that really resonate with what I believe and probably what most of you believe who are watching this. It's time to put America first. I mean, here we have, again, a former Democrat saying it's time to put America first. And that's a phrase that normally triggers the left because it's a phrase among Trump supporters. Let's put America first. Well, why should America be last? It's our money. It's our future. It's our weapons. Why can't we defend America and America's interests instead of getting dragged into what's likely to become a nuclear war if we don't stop this madman named Netanyahu in Israel. Stay with us. We'll be back with Larry Johnson straight ahead.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back. This is the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in today. Thank you for joining us. And we're going to be joined now by our special guest for this hour, who I think has just outstanding analysis of geopolitical events. It's former CIA analyst Larry Johnson. His website is sonar21.com, which is definitely worth a read. Welcome, Mr. Johnson, to the show today.
Hey, Mike. Good to be back with you.
Well, it's good to have you on today. It's all good. Yeah, you're framed quite nicely here. Thank you for joining us again. And I've really come to admire your analysis. I've seen you on many other shows like, you know, Judge Napolitano and so on. That's why I invited you on here today. Appreciate you taking the time. Let's start with the obvious one here. I mentioned in the last segment that it looks like because of Israel's bombing of these food aid workers that much of the Western world has now turned against Israel as of maybe today. Do you think I'm overblowing that assessment, or does that ring of truth to you? What's your assessment?
Yeah, no, let me put some context on this. So the World Central Kitchen Workers, WCK, that was set up by Jose Andres. I know Jose. We're not friends, but we were members of the same golf club and played in tournaments together up in Potomac, Maryland. And he is a diehard anti-Trumper. And, boy, he loves himself some Joe Biden. So let's put him in the context right there. He's a big Biden supporter, and he was doing this basically to, I think, try to shore up Biden's political fading political base, because there are so many Muslim Americans, Arab Americans, very angry at Biden over his support for Israel. And so here's, you know, Jose puts these guys out there to serve meals, and the food's pretty good. Well, they were in full coordination with the Israelis. And, you know, let's be candid. The only reason the world gives a damn about this right now is that they were white guys. They were Europeans. They were Americans.
Right.
If they were Palestinians or Arabs, who cares? They're not real human beings. But these are real human beings. Yeah, because they look like us. I mean, you know, it's that sickening and disgusting. Because let's put this into context. These people were deliberately targeted. This was not an accident. An accident is like, you know, I'm reaching for my coffee cup, hit it, falls on the ground. That's an accident. When I pick it up and I keep knocking it off two more times, that's not an accident. That's a deliberate act. What the Israelis did, they hit the first vehicle, and then the two other vehicles stopped, picked up the wounded. They continued to flee. They had pre-coordinated this route with the Israeli military. That's the thing to understand. And yet another 800 meters down the road, boom, the second car gets hit. And understand, these cars are carrying the WCK markings on the roof. Now, it was at night, but the pilots are flying with night vision goggles. They can see this, and they knew where these vehicles came from. And then the third vehicle tries to gather up some of the wounded and trying to flee. It gets another kilometer down the road, and then gets hit a third time. Now, this is old. The Israelis are coming and say, oh, this is terrible. We didn't mean to do this. Because this isn't the first time they've done it. They've been doing this starting on October 7th. When, in response to the Hamas attack, Israel ordered its pilots to shoot up every car that was fleeing the scene of that rave out in the desert. And that's how the Israelis killed most of their own people. Because they didn't know who was in those cars.
Larry, if I could ask, yeah. though, from what you're describing, I think your assessment sounds accurate to me. Doesn't this take away the number one excuse or defense of the Israeli defenders who say, well, Israel has a right of self-defense. Like, that's why they bombed the hospitals. Well, Hamas might have been there. That's why they bombed the refugee camps. That's why they bombed whatever. But if you're doing missile strikes targeting three food aid vehicles, you can't say that's self-defense.
Oh, no, hell, absolutely not. Look, I'm a pistol instructor. I'm got credentials that I can teach and train instructors, certify people as new instructors. So what you teach with self-defense is if your life is at risk, if you don't act and you run the risk that you could lose your life or somebody else could lose their life, then under those circumstances, yeah, you can react. That wasn't this. These people weren't carrying weapons, number one. Let's recall that this is, let's ignore what happened on October 7th with what Israel did, killing its own civilians. Let's go back to the three Israeli hostages that were taken by Hamas, three guys who had all served in the Israeli military. They got away. They escaped from Hamas. They were in no man's land. They were getting ready to, they wanted to surrender themselves to Israeli troops. But they knew... What a bunch of murdering thugs these guys are. They took their shirts off. One of them was waving a white shirt. They were bare-chested. And the Israelis still shot them.
Larry, the image that's being shown on screen right now, I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is really important. The image shows that this is a food aid vehicle. It's easily visible from the sky, from a drone. They can see this is a food aid vehicle, and yet the missile went right through the roof. So these are precision strikes on vehicles that are clearly marked and clearly pre-worked out with the IDF that we are food aid vehicles. It's impossible. When Netanyahu apologizes for this, do you think he's sincere?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because the point is, this is not the first time. They've been doing this all along. That they have killed, the Israelis have killed more correspondence with news agencies then died in all of World War II. Think about that. I mean, that's just in 6 months. That's in 6 months. There were these two elderly women that were Palestinian Christians. Most people make the mistake, they assume that all Palestinians are Muslim. They are not. And so these two women, Palestinians who sought refuge at one of the Orthodox churches there in Gaza, a 60-plus-year-old woman taking her 80-plus-year-old mother, trying to walk her to the bathroom, an Israeli sniper gunned them down. These old ladies weren't carrying weapons. So what I'm saying is, this is a pattern. This is not an aberration. This is a pattern. And in fact, the Israeli newspaper Haaretz is reporting today, based upon IDF sources, I call them the Israeli occupation forces, but those sources are saying, even though they're supposed to get orders from the top, the commanders in Gaza, they do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah. So one of the big questions I have for you, and I really appreciate your analysis, I think you've been spot on in so many ways, is what's it going to take for the U.S. and Anthony Blinken in particular, who is just increasingly looking like such a pathetic, sad, ineffective figure. What's it going to take to do more than talk? What's it going to take for the U.S. to say, stop shipping bombs, to Israel, stop sending money, stop selling F-15s or F-35s? Is that point ever reachable?
Yeah, loss of money and loss of political support. So if all these people who are supporting the Biden campaign suddenly cut off the money, say, hey, no more until you stop this. But that's not going to happen. The American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC, has got both Republicans and Democrats, by and large, sewn up. They're in their pocket. They're not going to do anything that's going to back away from Israel. But the events on the ground may force it. Israel is intent on getting a war going with Hezbollah. Now, I know that there are some analysts who I respect, a guy named Steve Bryan. I think the world of Steve. He thinks Israel's trying to avoid it. But I listened to what their own defense minister said and their own general said. They're going to invade southern Lebanon. They're going to push Hezbollah north of the Litani River. I take it as face value.
Yeah, I would say they're going to try to push Hezbollah, right? I mean,
yes,
Hezbollah, yeah. Right, is no small force to deal with. And as I understand it, Hezbollah has been stockpiling weapons for many years. They have elaborate tunnel systems.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Like 15,000 meals a day, they suspended aid service. That's Israel. That's why Israel killed these people. Kill them.
That's right.
Make everybody else afraid so the aid workers stay out.
Now, Larry, and I want to remind our viewers to visit your website, sonar21.com. It's spelled just like it sounds. And we skipped the break already this segment to maximize time with you, Larry. And again, I thank you for taking the time. Let's shift to the Israeli bombing of the consulate building in Damascus.
Right.
Because now we're talking about an escalation ladder situation that could be quite dire. Do you have any information in the last, what has it been, 72 hours or whatever it's been?
Yeah, 48 hours.
Indicate 48 hours. Okay, thank you. Iranian retaliation, is there any posturing? Is there any... any hints of what Iran might be attempting to do in retaliation?
Let's first say that the reason Israel did this was to try to provoke a massive retaliation by Iran that would then justify or create a foundation for bringing the United States into the war against Iran. That's what Israel's trying to get the United States in on the ground, fighting with Israel. Because they know, as you pointed out earlier, they can't defeat Hezbollah by themselves. And frankly, I don't think they can defeat Hezbollah with the United States. Look at how effective the United States has been against the Houthis after 5 months of, you know, firing missiles
no
and
kidding.
Bombs.
Right.
We need to wake up in America and stop believing this nonsense that we've got the greatest military in the world and we can stop anybody. We can't.
But back to the question of is Iran more likely to retaliate in an emotionally charged way, or are they more likely to be very meticulous and planning to have a measured response, in your view?
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be measured. This isn't the first, let's call it, outrage that Iran has faced where they would have ample reason to retaliate. They faced terrorist attack, some bombings within the last 6 months inside Iran. They killed hundreds. That was funded by the West. I am almost certain of that. They have faced the assassinations of other generals, going back to Soleimani, by the West. And then going back to 14 years, U.S. and Israel together were involved with assassination plots inside Iran, killing nuclear scientists. So throughout all of that, Iran has not mounted some massive counterterrorism offensive. I think what they're going to do is they will do some pretty precise attacks in the Kurdistan region of Iraq, where the Israelis are. They're involved there as with primarily for oil. They'll kill them. They'll probably attack some more of the U.S. bases that are in Syria and Iraq. At this juncture, I don't see them escalating to hitting Israel directly, even though they have
what
that
about
ability.
Israeli? Oh, good point. But I was going to ask about Israeli diplomatic properties in other areas. Could Iran strike an Israeli embassy or a U.S. embassy?
I don't think they will. Because we saw, if you watched any of the UN Security Council debate the other day, you got to see a role reversal. In 1979, when Iran had taken the Ayatollah, students stormed the U.S. embassy in Tehran, took U.S. Diplomats hostage and held that facility for more than a year. U.S. was outraged at that. This was a violation of the Geneva Convention. All right, so let's jump ahead now 44 years. It is now 2024. What happens? Israel hits a consulate and kills diplomatic members of Iran as well as some military personnel. All of a sudden, the United States is okay with that, and Iran is outraged at an attack on its diplomatic facility. So we've had a complete role reversal. And I think that I don't see Iran responding in kind. I think that they're going to take the moral high ground on this, that, you know, we're going to hit legitimate military targets, or we're going to go after legitimate military interests of both Israel and the United States. We're not going to hit diplomatic facilities. I anticipate that would be
condemnation of Iran if they did that. They would lower themselves to what Israel has become. Now, this has a lot of parallels to the attack on the Crocus Theater in Moscow, right?
Right.
So another provocation. And I'd like to hear your analysis of what Moscow is doing, what Putin will be doing in terms of retaliation against that terrorist attack. And I'm going to say, and you can agree or disagree, but I'm going to call Israel's government now a terrorist state. It's clearly a rogue state. I think it's a terrorist state at this point. But what are your comments on the parallels between what Israel is doing and what clearly the West did with the terror attack on the Crocus Theater in Moscow?
Well, just today, there's one interesting parallel. United States has told Israel, expect an attack by a response by the Iranians in 48 hours.
We've heard that before, right?
Yeah, I said, I've heard that 48-hour thing again. Oh, yeah, that was the warning issued on March 7th by the U.S. Embassy. I'm beginning to think that there are people in the Biden administration that are big Eddie Murphy, Nick Nolte fans. You know, 48 Hours. Remember that movie?
Right. I do remember that movie.
What happened at the Crocus Theater, it's fascinating because the United States is using that terrorist attack as a way to try to attack the credibility of Vladimir Putin and to promote, let's call it ethnic strife in Russia. The warning that came out on March 7th stipulated 48 hours. Now, so, and you got to understand, when you get that kind of intelligence, I've had access to that intelligence for 35 years, nothing in the last 5 years, but before that, I worked with that intelligence on a daily basis. I've never seen a piece of intelligence, whether we're talking a human report or we're talking an intercepted communication like an email or a phone conversation, where we could go out and issue a report definitively saying, from the moment this report is issued for the next 48 hours, the threat is high. You don't do that. Because how do you know if after that 48 hours that the threat is dissipated? Oh, okay. It's not like, they don't have the lifespan of like a 17-year locust, you know, crawls out of the ground, chirps, mates, dies, you know, goes away in a certain time frame. That's not how these terrorist threats are. And so I almost believe now that was a bogus warning that the United States issued on March 7th.
It was a setup to be able to say that Putin didn't listen to us.
Yeah, when the real terrorist attack took place. Because I was there, and when the U.S. government made the policy decision to start warning about terrorist attacks, I was there at the creation of that policy. It was 1989.
Okay, Larry, I'm sorry to interrupt. We got to go to break. Stay with us, Larry. Okay. Apologies. We'll be right back here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. More with Larry Johnson, former CIA analyst, straight ahead. Stay with us.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back. Mike Adams here, joining you from the Brighton Studios in Central Texas. Also, hope you like our new decoration of Texas flag all lit up here. I'm honored today to continue hosting here on the Alex Jones Show with our very special guest, Larry Johnson, former CIA analyst from the website sonar21.com. And Larry, thank you for your time today. Your analysis is really important. And in this segment, I want to ask you about what are the repercussions if our Western leaders do not listen to the advice and analysis of people like you? Because you, as a CIA analyst, your career, you were trained. You were a master of providing analysis, like fact-driven analysis, to decision makers to keep us out of nuclear war and to protect our national interests. And yet our leaders right now are just throwing everything to the wind, and they have no plan, it seems. But what are the repercussions if we don't turn this around?
Well, this wouldn't be the first time that presidents and their advisors don't listen to what the analysts are saying. I saw that firsthand with respect to the whole Contra war in Central America, where the White House just didn't want to hear what we had to say because what was happening wasn't what they wanted to happen. They wanted a different outcome. So what we see right now is a very dangerous situation that the Biden administration has pushed us closer to nuclear war, to wars that we cannot win, than at any time in our history. And it's extremely dangerous. But it's not just the Biden administration. You know, you can't identify for me a single prominent politician that if they stood up today and said, look, we need to stop the funding for Ukraine, we need to open talks with Russia, and we need to get back at the negotiating table with Russia. We need to treat Russia as an equal. Ah, Biden's calling them names, thugs, you know, dictatorship. And anybody that tries to propose that is going to get shouted down as a sellout, as a puppet of Putin, as somebody who's in the pocket of the Russians. So we don't even have the foundation for a reasonable discussion. A little bit of that is opening up with respect to Israel. It used to be no criticism of Israel was allowed at all. But now you've got a significant sector of the Democrat Party, principally, that are Muslim American, Arab American, that are pushing back against Biden. On the Republican side... go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. America, in the post-World War II era, America... coming out of World War II was, you know, the dominant power, the dominant military power, right. The dominant economic right. power, and then throughout the 50s, 60s, and 70s, the dominant currency power of the world. And so America took on an aura of being able to bully the world, like, do what we say or else. You'll be sanctioned, or you'll be bombed, or you'll be killed. I mean, look at what they did, you know, to Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein and others. But guess what? That story has come to an end. The U.S. is not militarily more capable than Russia's military. Russia's economy, many would argue that Russia's economy, you know, per capita, is far stronger than America's economy. Russia's industrial output is extraordinary. It's had a revolution, frankly, since 2022. And Russia's cities are cleaner and safer than America's cities. You know, America's cities are looking like crap holes, kind of semi-quoting Trump there. It's not Haiti, you know. It's San Francisco. It's Chicago. It's New York City. While Moscow and other St. Petersburg look great, you know. Right. I mean, it's so obvious. America can no longer be the bully, but they're still playing the bully. Is my point.
Well, if you go back and look at our history, and this is, you know, American people need to have some historical knowledge. During the Eisenhower administration, Eisenhower conducted 158 covert actions that were involved, directed at what we call regime change, interfering in the affairs of other countries. That included the overthrow of Jacobo Arbenz, elected president in Guatemala. That included the overthrow of Mossadegh, the elected prime minister in Iran. And we've continued to live with the consequences of those actions. During the Kennedy administration, Eisenhower was in office for 8 years. In the less than 3 years that Kennedy was in office, he mounted 163 covert actions. So the United States has a record of this. In 1964, guess who we helped install in control of Iraq? Oh, that would be the Ba'athist Party, and one of the young guys that was involved with that group happened to be named Saddam Hussein. So we've had this history of, we'll set up people like Saddam Hussein, Manuel Noriega, and then when we get tired of them, we don't want to use them anymore, then we find a way to go after and destroy them. We have been the one country, more so than any other country in the world, that's been involved with subversion and terrorism in other countries. It's not Russia. It's not China. It's not Iran. It's not Libya. It's been us. And we need to look in the mirror and recognize, because like any recovering drug addict or alcoholic, the road to recovery starts with an acknowledgement of, man, I've got a problem and I need help.
Words of wisdom, Larry, but that means then the United States Empire needs to recognize that we are transitioning into a multipolar world where the U.S. cannot weaponize the money supply for much longer. You know, BRICS nations are launching their own settlement currencies over the next couple of years. The U.S. military, as I said before, is very much technologically outgunned. I mean, I would argue... And by the way, I love America, okay? I'm an American. I love America. I love our Constitution. I'm a Texan. I love Texas. So don't anybody accuse me of being, you know, a Russian spokesperson. But I would argue from just a factual perspective that right now Russia's military is the most accomplished and capable land-based military force in the world right now.
Yeah.
Is that honest? Is that accurate?
Oh, absolutely. They're built to defend Russia. That's what they're for.
Right.
You know, we're in the position, would you take advice on health, nutrition, and exercise from someone who is 5'4" tall and weighed 300 pounds? No, you wouldn't.
Stop bringing up Victoria Nuland, please. I mean, I just...
Yeah.
I've had enough of her on the show. Come on.
The point of that is, you know, set an example. You know, it'd be one thing if we ran clean elections in this country. Well, we don't. And yet we try to lecture other countries on how to run elections. Hell, there are a lot of third world countries out there that run cleaner, more honest elections than we do. How about the other day when the Biden administration is attacking? Think of this. They're attacking the government of Modi in India because they've arrested the opposition political candidate. How dare they? And it's like,
right,
dude,
look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Yeah. What are you doing to Donald Trump and his supporters? So, and the rest of the world is picking up on that, and they're sick of it. They're fed up to here with the hypocrisy of the West, where we're trying to tell everybody else how to live their lives. Let's clean up our own act at home. Let's get our cities in shape. You know, the other day when people were all fixated on the bridge that collapsed in Baltimore, a terrible thing. But nobody's paid attention to the fact that every high school in Baltimore city limits, predominantly African-American high schools, 2 to 3% of the kids read at grade level. That means 97% of the kids can't do math or reading at a high school level. And we're letting that go on. I mean, that's how you destroy the foundation of your country.
Yeah. That's exactly what's happening. Now you mentioned Trump in your explanation there, so I'd like to ask your assessment. How would a Trump presidency be any different, in your view, in handling these international crises situations? I mean, Trump is still pro-Israel, and Trump is not going to, obviously, you know, give any pass to Putin and Russia. So what would be different, in your view?
Well, Trump has always demonstrated the ability and the willingness to go talk. The problem he faces is when he tries to do that, then he's immediately accused of being under the control of the Russians.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The Russians and the Chinese have.
Well, is there a risk of that actually happening? Because I saw that Iran was engaged in naval exercises with some African nations, I think near the Red Sea, actually. And the Houthis have, apparently they've been given hypersonic missiles now. And we know that Hezbollah has anti-ship missiles.
Yeah, I don't think the Houthis, I know the reports that the Houthis got hypersonic, but I've seen no evidence that they have them and are using them. But let's remember, for the last 3 years, 4 years, Iran has conducted annual joint naval and military exercises with Russia and China together. So they've been prepping for the possibility of having to deal with a war with the West. And that's where I say the United States is completely unprepared to go take on Iran. Look at what we are not able to do with the Houthis. We started that operation, in December. We're now coming up on April 7th. So that's well over 4 months, going into 5 months, and we haven't been able to stop the Houthis.
Really important point. Let me ask your overall assessment here to pivot slightly. Does the Biden administration, whoever's running it, clearly it's not Joe, but does the administration want a big world war to have a bigger crisis in order to disrupt domestically, perhaps elections, to crack down on freedom of speech in the way that Zelensky did in Ukraine, banned all dissenting views, to maybe confiscate firearms and violate the Second Amendment? Maybe this sounds like a conspiratorial question, but it's also a strategic question. Is this something that the Biden administration might be considering?
I'm sure there may be some in the Biden administration that would like to see that kind of scenario unfold. But I think the majority recognize, and this is why they're taking steps to try to limit U.S. involvement now without expanding it, because they know that there is a strong anti-war sentiment in the United States. And they're already facing having to recall retired members of the military because they can't fill the ranks with recruits. So they're calling up people that retired and saying, hey, you got to come back in. You know, you're obligated, and particularly with officers. You know, if you retired as a major or as a lieutenant colonel, you know, they're going to call your ass back in, and you got to go. Or you get.
Are they staffing up in anticipation of a war in the Middle East or with Russia, in your view?
Well, they've got these requirements, so they got to prepare for war with China. They got to be prepared for war with Iran. They got to be prepared for war with Russia, and they can't do it. We do not have the force structure right now. We discovered we can't even keep the Ukrainians supplied with artillery rounds, much less. Artillery howitzers and such. So what the United States is facing is the reality that we may imagine ourselves as this industrial giant, but this colossus that existed during World War II, but that doesn't exist anymore. We're like the Men in Black. At that one scene where they find the guy, the actual alien that's controlling things, and he opens some guy's head, and it's a little bitty person. That's sort of the United States now. We're that little bitty person that's actually trying to run things. We don't have the steel plants. We're not making tanks. We're not cranking out tanks at a rate of 10 or 15 a month. Hell, we're not even cranking them out at a rate of 5 a year. So across the board, the United States is industrially and militarily unprepared to deal with these threats that we claim are out there. And in most cases, we are creating the threats ourselves. Yeah, I see. You just pulled up the image. Yeah, that's it. That's the United States.
The little alien inside the skull. Yeah, I fear what we might see if we opened up Joe Biden's skull. We're like, there's nothing there, you know.
Yeah.
Black hole. Not even an alien, not human, nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a portal to the dimension of nothing. Larry, I want to thank you for joining us today. Your analysis, I think, is really critical for our leaders to hear and for our audience to hear. Tell us real quickly about your website, Sonar21, and what people can find there.
Yeah, so Sonar21 stands for Son of the New American Revolution, 21st Century. I chose that name because I've got 28 ancestors who fought in the American Revolution. My fifth great uncle, he was the secretary of the Continental Congress, Charles Thompson, and he held in his possession the Declaration of Independence from 1776 until roughly 1776 to 1798. So I've got family. I've got some genetic blood in this thing as far as keeping America free and promoting liberty. But what we're faced with now is a threat to the very constitutional foundation of our republic. And it's not external. It's not from the Russians. It's not from the Chinese. It's from within. And it started, the foundation of it has been an attack on the family and an attack on religion. And once you separate the family and separate people from God, you're on the road to destruction, I believe.
Well said, and we thank you for your time. We pray for your safety, and we pray for America. Thank you so much, Larry Johnson. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Take care, Larry. Now, folks, again, just an amazing guest there today. Continuing here, got a couple of things to share with you. Got some breaking news in a minute. Just a reminder that to help support the platform here at Infowars.com, check out their 40% off sale on Survival Shield X3, which is their iodine product that right now, if you don't recognize the need for iodine, and by the way, Infowarsstore.com is where you get that. If you don't recognize the need for iodine right now, given the things that we're talking about, what could be happening in the world, then I don't know, maybe it'll never get through. But 40% off, a really superior form of iodine. I definitely recommend it. Stock up while you can. There will be a day. Remember after Fukushima, when that happened, you couldn't get iodine anywhere, almost at any price. And I remember these like $29 potassium iodide pills were being sold on eBay for $600 each. That was happening right after Fukushima. So avoid that. Get product while the supply chain still works. Now, I've got some breaking news to share with you here, something really exciting for all the info warriors out there. I've been working on an AI project, a large language model project, and it's an open source, non-commercial project, so there's no commercial interest here. There's no advertising on it. It's free, it's open source, and we are launching the very first model this Friday, so just 2 days away. We're launching it. It's at brighteon.ai. You'll be able to find it there. You'll see a link. And it's a large language model that is trained on reality. So we've trained it on hundreds of thousands of articles and interviews across, you know, my platforms like Natural News and Brighteon. But the big news to share with you today is that this year, we're the only ones that are ever going to do this in the world. We're going to be releasing an InfoWars, you could call it an Alex Jones InfoWars large language model chatbot. And Alex hasn't even heard this yet. If he's watching, he's probably smiling because it's like, wow, Adams is doing all kinds of interesting stuff, and we didn't even talk about it. Yeah, we're acquiring every InfoWars episode going all the way back to 2001. We're running it through a transcription engine and some text normalization data pipelines that we've built ourselves. We own our own hardware infrastructure. We have our own developers. And we're going to be releasing, it's months away, but this year we will release an InfoWars large language model free of charge that will allow you to essentially chat with InfoWars. Like, you'll be chatting with the knowledge base of the entire history of everything that Alex Jones has ever broadcast and everything that's ever been said on InfoWars, including this interview here today. So our first model is a smaller model. It's based on, you know, Natural News and my interviews and a bunch of books, dozens of books on herbs and nutrition and things like that. It's really focused on food and nutrition, natural medicine, off-grid living, things like that. Again, it's free, brighteon.ai. And then we'll be training an InfoWars model and releasing that. And let me tell you, the corporate media is going to go berserk when that happens, because they will immediately call to censor all AI that they don't control, right? So we can't wait to do this. You'll be able to ask it, what turns the frogs gay, you know? And they'll say, atrazine. Of course it's atrazine, which is actually true. Alex was right the whole time. Alex was right. The world owes Alex an apology for saying that it's going to turn the frogs gay, because it does, by the way. It's a gender bender chemical. Anyway, our model is being trained on that. A few months down the road, we'll be releasing it. Maybe I'll come on and announce it with Alex, and we'll chat with it. Wouldn't that be cool? Like, ask it questions, and you get an InfoWars chatbot free of charge. You'll love it. Thanks for watching today. Thanks for supporting this platform. I'm Mike Adams. Have a great day. God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.